My hope story is I'm a recovering drug addict. I used drugs for 18 years. And when I was in Springfield, Missouri, I don't know, being homeless and hopeless and full of dope all my life. And I dropped to my knees one day. I don't know why. And that was almost 3 years ago. And ever since then, I've been following God. I've been listening to you guys recently. I did a discipleship program and completed that. And my hope story is just that for all those people out there that think that there's no hope and there's no way, I'm one of the strongest drivers for FedEx Crown. And I also head up the maintenance department as well. So going from nothing and being homeless to this is a big, big, big thing for me.
Mike, it's so encouraging, man.
That's awesome. Beautiful.
Thank you.
And what a beautiful thing to look back and say, hey, I want to encourage you if you're still there. I know how it feels to feel like there's no way out, but there is a way.
There is. And my brother's in prison, and he's going to follow that program when he gets out of prison this year. He's been in prison for 10 years.
Do you mind if we ask what program you did?
It's called Freeway Ministries in Omaha.
Okay. I love that.
Well, Mike, thanks, man. We hope you find those Bible journals encouraging and help you keep hope burning bright in 2021.
Thank you so much.